As always, it is truly good to be able to get up this morning and to come and to worship God in spirit and in truth, that the things in which we do and the things in which we say may be pleasing and acceptable in His sight. On this morning, I would like to direct your minds to the topic of we should be ashamed. We should be ashamed. If no one has ever looked at you and told you that you should be ashamed of yourself, consider yourself fortunate. But I just want each one of you that have lived a life past the 12 years of age, that many of you have been told and probably should be continued told that you should be ashamed of one thing or another. We should be ashamed of where we need to be in our Christian walk with God and where we're not. Amen. We should be ashamed in the way we carry ourselves out in the world. We should be ashamed of the way we conduct ourselves in our worship. And the only way that you're going to understand that is that you go home and look in the mirror and tell yourself that you are ashamed of what you've been doing. And that's the only way you're going to ever change. You know, the Word of God can be preached to you day in and day out, but until you make up in your minds to change, you will always be ashamed. You know, Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, he said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Now, how many of us, when we go to our jobs, or when we go to the schools, or when we go to the grocery stores, that we can look at someone and tell them that you are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? How many of us can do that? Or when someone starts telling you about the good times that they had over the weekend, or last night. You know, I went to the club last night and I had a good time. They're not ashamed, but they should be ashamed. And then you go to work Monday morning and you talk about those things that you did over the weekend, but you are too ashamed to tell them that you came to worship God, came to sing praises unto Him. I came to partake of the Lord's Supper. I came to give of my means. I came to pray unto Him. I went to hear His word being proclaimed. How many of us are not ashamed of those things? The Bible teaches us many things about individuals that were ashamed, or some things that we should be ashamed of doing. We first want to look at, we should be ashamed of our past life. None of us have been, you know, reincarnated, but many of us have been born again. Amen. We should be ashamed of our past life. The things in which we did, the windows in which we broke, the soda machines in which we broke into, we should be ashamed. None of y'all have never done anything like that, I know. The times where Brother Theophilus wanted to call his mother a liar and knew better. He should be ashamed. "You don't want me to know it, brother, don't tell it to me." Should be ashamed. You know, I can tell you a list of things I should be ashamed of, but I'm not going to put myself out there like that. But we should be ashamed. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, the verses 12 through 13. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. our past life, the life in which we lived when we were not children of God. We should be ashamed of those things. Not to say that we'll never speak of them again, but we should not brag about those things. We should not boast about those things. We should not be proud about those things. Paul says here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, he said that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. We should be ashamed of our past life. That we had no hope. Didn't have a future. Didn't have anything to live for. You know, you hear people say that quite often. You know, I don't have anything to live for. They should be ashamed. If they have something to live for, if they would only accept Jesus Christ and be washed in the blood.
Amen.
Then they can look back at their life and say, you know, I'm ashamed that I lived that way for so long. There was a better way, but yet I didn't want to live like that. I wanted to do what I wanted to do, when I wanted to do it, how I wanted to do it, and as much as I wanted to do it. Should be ashamed. Should be ashamed. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. Some people are proud about the life of sin that they're still living. They're not ashamed of it. So we need to do some things to make them ashamed. We need to tell them how bad these things are, how these things will cause them to lose their life in the end, be cast into the lake of fire. We should make them ashamed. We should make them ashamed. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 said, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" The unrighteous. Who are the unrighteous? What does it mean to be unrighteous? He said, "Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." You said, man, those are some filthy people. Those are some unrighteous people. Well, keep reading. "And such were some of you." You should be ashamed. "No, I never stole anything in my life. No, I never committed fornication. No, I never, you know, coveted anybody else's things. No, I never was a drunkard." What were you? What were you? Whatever you were, you should be ashamed. You should be ashamed. You should be ashamed to let someone see you in a state in which God is displeased with.
All right.
Men that want to sleep with another man, or a woman that want to sleep with another woman, and they don't want to do it in the confines of their own home, but they want to go out in a public park somewhere and do it, they should be ashamed.
Amen.
Should be ashamed. Those men and women that you know, oh, they know good and well when they get drunk, they do some things that they should never do anyway, but they don't want to do them in the confines of their home, but they want to go out in public and do these things. They should be ashamed. I was talking to Sister Dominga, my wife and I, the other day, and she said, you know, I didn't know this, but you know, I guess she ain't got nothing else to do but look at the news, and since she got an ankle operated on, and she can catch up on some current events. She said that the zoo now, they're going to start selling alcohol beverages now. They should be ashamed. She said, "I can't even take my kids to the zoo anymore in a good, you know, more environment. I got to put up with people getting drunk and acting up. You know, people do that. They go buy one beer, they go buy another beer, and then, you know, I told Sister Ming, I said, yeah, and then they all going to be trying to climb into the monkey cages. They should be ashamed. They should be ashamed. But you know, the Bible tells us in verse 11, "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of our Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." See, some things we should be ashamed of, and then there are other things we should be glad of. You know, glad that God sent His Son to die for our sins. We should be grateful. We should be grateful. We should be thankful. We should always say, Lord, I owe You. And we should be trying to pay that debt. But we know that we can't do it. But you know, we can show enough strive to do it. We can strive to be the people in which He wants us to be. Be the example that we need to be. Be the men that He's called us to be according to His gospel. And keep serving Him. And those that do not, they should be ashamed. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 and 15. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 and 15. Paul, he talks about, you know, how thankful he is. And we should be thankful too, but again, we are not as thankful as we need to be. He says here in verse 12 of 1 Timothy 1, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. So Paul seems to go ahead. One or two choices. You could be in the ministry, Paul, or Saul, or you could die. I think Paul made a wise decision. And I think Paul realized that his past life, that he was ashamed of those things, and he wanted to live for God. It says here in verse 15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. You think Paul was proud of that? Paul was ashamed of that. But he knew that he couldn't change his past, but he could live for God in the present. And whatever future he had left, he could live for Christ. We too can live for Christ.
Amen.
We too can look at our past life and say, I'm ashamed of that lifestyle. Be ashamed of the ones in which we participated in these acts with, those that we're lost forever, because they have said, I'm not ever going to change because I know what you used to be. We should be ashamed. We should be ashamed. We're going to skip Philippians 3. We're going to go ahead and look at, we should be ashamed to commit sin. Ashamed to commit sin. But some people are glad, can't wait to sin. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Verse 3 and 4. First John chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Let's go back up to verse 1, actually. John says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we shall know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. And now look at verse 3 here. Look at verse 3. It says, for every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. You purify it yourself. You get your life right. Some just don't care. They should be ashamed because they want to commit sin. But John says, purify himself even as he is pure. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. How many of us, you know, sin on a regular basis? And not new sins. We just keep committing the same old sin day after day after day after day. You say, I'm too old to change, so I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing. You know, God is displeased with sin. He's very displeased. And as He's displeased with it, we should be as well. We should be ashamed to commit a sin. We should be ashamed when a non-Christian comes to us and points out that you have sinned. And you ask them, well, how do you know I've sinned? They say, I read the book. You say you're supposed to be living it, but yet you're not living it. We should be ashamed when a non-Christian can point out to us that we are committing sin. Luke chapter 15, verse 17. Luke chapter 15, verse 17. Luke 15, 17 says, "And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you." The parable of the prodigal son, he was ashamed. Amen. Look what I've done. Look what I've left. Look where I am. He was ashamed. But he wasn't ashamed enough, the Bible points out to us, to after he came to his senses, that, you know, this is what happens. This is why I say, go home and look in the mirror and tell yourself that you are ashamed. And maybe you're a change. It says in verse 19, "And I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." Make me one of your hired servants. You know, he had got to the point where he was so ashamed that he knew that he didn't really deserve a right to be called one of his children. Just make me one of your hired servants. That's all I'm asking. When we are ashamed of something, we should be willing and waiting to fix it.
Amen.
You should be ashamed to let your car look like that. You know, some people try to shame you to do certain things to your automobile. You say, I'm just going to let it stay like that. Just because they're ashamed doesn't mean that you have to be ashamed, right? The way we look sometimes, somebody say, man, you need to do something. Look how you look. You're not ashamed. Some people say, no, I'm happy with what way I look. I'm happy with what I'm doing. Until they wake up, they will never realize how ashamed they really are. Never realize it. So what they do is they continue to fellowship darkness. Continue to fellowship darkness. They should be ashamed. We should be ashamed. To fellowship darkness, those who do not want to do what's right, those who want to continue to live a life of sin, we should be ashamed to hang out with them. Some of us don't care. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. You know, when we do what God tells us to do, we have nothing to be ashamed of. But we walk around with our heads held down. We walk around in the shadows of the night because we are ashamed, because we know better than what we're doing. What's going to change us? What's going to cause us to wake up?
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Let's actually read verse 10, 11 through 12. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Proven now. You should be ashamed to hang out with them. Well, let me go and weigh the situation here. What is he doing? Well, he's going to school. He has a good job. He has a nice family. And I don't think I should be ashamed to hang out with that type of person. He's a drunk. He loves to do crack every now and then. Snort a little coke. Smoke a little dope, you know. That's the type of person you should be ashamed to hang out with. The fellowship, those that are in darkness. It said, to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.
Amen.
Point them out. Mark them. Let others know that you should not be with them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are not done of them, or which are done of them in secret. It's a shame. What did you see them doing? Man, I'm not going to tell you. It's so bad. I can't tell you what they were doing. But I just want you to know they were doing something that God was displeased with. We should be ashamed. But you know, a lot of us like to gossip, don't we? A lot of us like to tell things that we shouldn't be telling. Bible says you should be ashamed. You should be ashamed. But again, many people are not. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Those that that walk in darkness, those that we know that we should not be hanging around, we should go ahead and dismiss ourselves, not wanting to participate in their acts. Go ahead, Brother Theodos.
Do you not unequally yoke together with unbelievers? What fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? And what common had, and what communion had light with darkness?
The law comes and there you sit. I wasn't doing anything, but you were there. I knew it wasn't his car, but he just asked me to ride. You know good and well he didn't have a driver's license. You know good and well that he had been drinking, but yet you're going to get in the car with him anyway. You should be ashamed. Have no fellowship. Do not be unequally yoked. Let's get with some people that we know that God is pleased with. God is, you know, satisfied. And he said, you can walk with those two people. You can walk together. You can do things together. Many times we stand back and we scratch our head and we wonder, well, how did I get myself in this predicament? Because you was hanging out with the wrong people. You was hanging out with someone that had nothing in common with. But yet you said, I can change them. Before you know it, you have been changed.
Amen.
You know, we should be ashamed. Thinking that we can change someone that has already told you that they do not want to change. I'm going to drink myself to death. Why would you want to hang out with someone like that? You go ahead and give them the truth and go ahead and leave. Let them ponder in their minds and let them wake up in the gutter and say, you know, I'm ashamed of myself. I'm not going to drink myself to death. I'm going to get my life together. I'm going to go to that brother or that sister that told me that I should be ashamed of my position, and I'm going to let them know that they was exactly right. And I'm going to change. I'm going to do something that God will be pleased with. We shouldn't be ashamed of our past life. We should be ashamed to commit sin. We should be ashamed to fellowship darkness. And we should be ashamed to not do what Christ wants us to do. 2 John verse 9 through 11. 2 John verses 9 through 11. When there is another doctrine taught, and we go along with that doctrine, we should be ashamed. I said, you're fellowship in darkness. Whosoever transgresses in the body, not in the doctrine of Christ, had not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. You know, we got some people out in the world that hold fast to this quicker than we will. Man told me the other day, he said, you know, I want you to have a good day. He said, and I don't mean that in the sense of Godspeed. He said, because I don't agree with you. I said, well, you have a good day too. No fellowship darkness. We should be ashamed to let someone teach us a doctrine that's not in this book.
Amen.
Whosoever transgresses the body, not in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. If they don't have God, guess who they have? The devil. They have the devil. We should be ashamed of those who shame the church. You know, we can go from scripture reference to scripture reference and show where some people, you know, were committing some sinful acts, and the ones that were supposed to be in those upright Christians just stood by because they wasn't ashamed. They didn't see any harm in what they were doing. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 1 and 2. Have you found yourself yet to see where you should be ashamed? Or have you found where you know that someone else should be ashamed and you need to point those things out to them? It says in 1 Corinthians 15 verses 1 and 2, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. there's a man that fell away from the church, and he said, you know, all these years I can look back and see where I never really agreed with the Bible anyway. You know why I said Bible? Where he really didn't say Bible. He said, agree with you. I said Bible because that's what we teach and that's what we preach.
Amen.
His problem wasn't with man. His problem is with God.
Amen.
And that's who he's going to have to answer to in the end. And he should be very well ashamed. And one lady actually told him, not in so many words, she said, ooh, if your mother was still living, she would be ashamed of you. She would be ashamed of you. But that's the type of people that we deal with. People who shame the church. We should be ashamed of them when they do not do what they are supposed to do, but act in a way that God has not authorized. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Starting with verse 14. And if any man obey not the word of this epistle, know that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Brother Brian, I just want you to think about it. I don't want you to answer it. How can you make someone ashamed? How can you make someone ashamed? How can you, Brother Mark, how can you, you know, get a person to the point where they say, I need to change. I need to change. Brother Pack, how can you, you know, tell a man that, you know, I can't have company with you because I want you to change, but yet you yourself are not doing anything different. Is he going to ever change it? Are you going to ever say, you know, what you're doing, God is displeased with? And your life need to be turned around? That you need to wake up and realize that I'm going to point you out every opportunity I get? Are you going to ever see why I'm doing this thing? I'm not doing this because I do not love you. I'm doing it because I do love you. I'm pointing it out to you because you're bringing shame upon the church in the actions that you're doing. Let's turn this thing around. It says that he may be ashamed and count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. I love you. I care about you. I want you to change. But the Bible teaches me I cannot have any company with you. You know, if we never change our attitude toward the person who has changed, are they going to ever change back? I don't think so. I don't think so. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4 through 6. So people need to know what it means to be ashamed. You know, we try to embarrass people sometimes to do something different. Some of them don't realize it because they guess they've been embarrassed all their lives. They're used to it now. They think it's the norm. So what we need to do is do something different. Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Brother Brian, read that for us, verse 4 through 6.
For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, that they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame.
See, it's not just them shaming themselves, but here they have put him to an open shame. Is the writer saying that a man that has fallen away would never come back? No, it's not what he's saying. He's saying that there are so many that have fell away and have gone so far back out there into the world that nothing that you can do, nothing that you can say is going to make them change. Not all, but there are so many. What is it going to cause? Or what is it going to take to make you realize that we should be ashamed of our past life, to commit sin, to fellowship darkness of those who shame the church. What is it going to take? If you're here this morning and you realized that you should be ashamed of the sins that you are committing, but you're ready to change, you're ready to turn your life over to God, that opportunity is yours to come forward, to make the confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Have your sins washed away in the water of baptism. That opportunity is yours. Do not be ashamed to admit that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Do not be ashamed to confess Him before man. Do not be ashamed. You know, life is very short. James puts it as, your life is but a vapor. It appeared for a little time and then vanished away. We know that to be true. We've had people that we have been so close to. We've sat there and we've talked with them and we've gone our merry way just to get a phone call before we get home saying that they have died. Life is short. Life is precious. And we need to hold on to what we have, and we need not be ashamed to say that I am ready to become a Christian. No matter what or who thinks anything about you, you do what is right. You make the right choices. Maybe you're here and you're strayed away from the fold. Maybe you've gone back out into the world. You've started committing sins, that new sins now that you never committed before, but you've started doing these things. It's not too late for you to come back to the fold. Confess your faults. Repent of your sins. Ask the congregation to pray for you that you may be strengthened. That opportunity is yours as well. To come as we stand and sing the invitation hymn.